And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion. Your name.
Your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
Good morning. Hey, it's that time again. Yes, it is. This is Spirit Awareness with the Apostles. I pray you're having a blessed morning. I pray that all is well and the Spirit of the Lord is manifesting himself on you. Listen, I need you to call your neighbor, your friend, your enemy, and let them all know that the Apostles are on. It's going to be a great day. And I promise you, you want to be a part of what God is doing, and I'm excited about that. It may be a little bit raining outside, but I'll tell you what, God is awesome. Hey, well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Spirit Awareness, brought to you by Transformation Center International, 1111 Hazel. That's where we're located. Yeah, we're located right there off of State Line. You can't miss us. We're sitting on that corner, and we're right across from Buying Saved. And we are there every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. At 9 o'clock. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. That's right. That's this morning also. And for every move of God, and I promise you, the presence of God manifest himself. We want to see you in the house. We'd love to have you visit with us to be a part of what God is doing in the house. And we promise you, you're going to be blessed. You want to be there this morning because I'm telling you, there's something supernatural is about to happen. Then we're back on the first Sunday nights at 6:30. On first Sunday nights at 6:30, we are there, and God manifest himself, and I have listen, that's where for you. We are walking in a new season. We in a new festival week. Month. We headed into Pentecost. You want listen? I don't anybody that's operating under the Holy Spirit of 5-4. You want to be in the house tonight? I want to share with you. That's a word that God has given us, and we are excited about what God is doing. That's again tonight at 6:30, and that's every first Sunday night at 6:30. And we would love to, for you to be a part of that. We'd love for you to be a part of that. And then we're there again on Wednesday at 7 p.m. For School of Higher Learning, where we have ministry for kids and children and all the things that we do on Wednesday night. So just want to invite you to be a part of Transformation. You may have another service that you go to, but we would love to have you stop in. Check us out, 9 o'clock. Shout out to all the surrounding areas, Louisville, Stamps, Magnolia, to Atlanta, New Boston, to Garland. Yeah, all of those. Texarkana, Texas. Texarkana, Arkansas. Man, we you thank you so much for listening to all of those that's off getting off the late shift that always listening to us, and we excited about you. Thank God for you. You made it through another night, and if you listen to this broadcast, you blessed. You made it through the night, and that's a good thing. And so I'm excited to be here today to all of those in the, you know, the Atlanta area, to the Bi-State, to the New Boston Tefford unit, to Arkansas. Man, we love you guys, and again, we are happy that you continue to roll with us. It's been a long time, and you guys have hung in there with us, and we just excited about all of that and what got it on. To our international listeners, God bless you. Again, want to say congratulations to Dr. Gee in Ghana. Man, you texted me this morning, and I didn't get to text you back. Said, I'm listening, and I just got that new promotion. Well, God bless you, brother. We're excited about you, and we're excited about what God is doing. So God bless you again this morning. We're ready to go. I am back. I've been out, but the competent leader has been rolling, and she got her work stuff on today. that look what she make things turn things around. What's going on, Apostle?
Well, good morning to you.
Wow,
the competent leader. That's adjectives. I'll take it. I think I'm pretty smart. I think I might know some.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll take it. It's good to be back.
Yeah, you're a politician too now. I've been seeing you. I see you out there.
Oh, good things come to those who wait. You got that's that, you know. Yes, that's my friend. That was my friend, Apostle.
She made it?
She made it.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Man, that's like, we got to get her on here. Yeah,
yeah, we got to get her on here. That's a good girl. Kadisha Benson Whitaker, congratulations to you, my friend.
Oh, wow. Man, that's, you know, and that's what we need in every area of our lives. Not just, and we're not just talking, we're not trying to be politicians, but if we're going to do kingdom work, we got to be effective in every area. And one of the main areas I believe we have to start, because some things cannot change right now because we don't have the right people in position. But I believe the school is where we have to start, especially with our young kids, the younger kids, to try to bring, get the right information in. And somebody in positions, and I done jumped all off over here, to bring the right people's in to make sure that we are in, you know, that our children is getting the right directions.
Man, it is a huge must. And I think people think because you work at a school, that's where your heart is. If I didn't work there, honestly, you know, which I tell God about this all the time, of it may actually be deeper. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, of course, with the teaching, you know, you have to stay on the watch and manage that. But there's so much work. And when I tell you, we're right in the middle of that that needs to be done. And you're right, Apostle Cook. It takes people, and it takes people of faith, and risk takers. But it takes people who will do the work.
Yeah.
Because we know, you know, faith without works is actually a dead action, and it's we really become more of the problem. Mm. Well, we're the only one that know the solution. So you become God's problem.
Yeah.
You know, at first you saw the problem. You didn't really have a solution, but if you talk to him enough, he'll tell you what to do.
Mm.
And so you become his problem, because you like, well, now they're those ignorant, unlearned people couldn't do. But when he taught the disciples, had they not started to do what he showed them, they would have become his problem too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I taught you how to go fish. Why aren't you fishing? And I think that's where this thing is now. I saw all of the people as we get into where we're going today, getting degrees. And I'm so proud of that, you know, elevating themselves. And we applaud that often. And now, intentionally, what is that? What is our why? You know, we talk about our assignments, our purpose. And I think for me, and I've lived right here, is with all that we know, with all that we know, all the knowledge that we have, you know, is it applied?
Mm.
Because if not, there's no wisdom functioning.
Yeah, yeah.
And we know that wisdom comes from God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And so a man can give you a book to read, and you can read, and you can be well. I mean, even the Bible, because
mm-hmm.
we push that.
Mm-hmm.
Read that Bible. It's good. But if it is not applied with pressure and God doing it with you, not you just throwing God in the equation,
yeah.
that wisdom changes things. Mm. It changes things. And so, Apostle, yeah, I believe that that's a whole different heartbeat for us in where we're living right now, is that, you know, God is going to do these amazing things. That's what we say, but he already has. And that is not us waiting on him, because sometimes we get picked for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit about this girl. I mean, last year, a year or so ago, I can't remember what it was, Khadijah ran, the same girl.
Tell her what she won for, because some people may not know.
Oh, yeah, she ran for Liberty Isle School Board,
mm-hmm.
a place on there. But they left her picture off, and I think it was a mistake. You know, it was in the Gazette. And I remember her being so devastated. Every other candidate, and her picture wasn't there. And she's the girl, you know, she's amazing. She's from Nashville, Arkansas. So her husband is here, Joe Whitaker, and they, you know, his family's from Nashville. But she works in Arkansas. Kids go over here. And it was a big thing for us. And, you know, I could see the defeat in her, slumping her shoulders about it. But this time, she stayed with it, and she stayed with it. And this time, you know, was her time to actually prevail against all of the odds that had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching, you know, what God's going to do. And this is a precious part for me. A lot of times we think people have to have these down and out stories. It is those who persevere You may not even know, but she's a good, she has followed the plan of God. She has obeyed him with her family, with her children. She's been faithful over the job that she has. She loves Itty Bitty City, Head Start. I get to go over and work with her teachers sometimes, like a couple of times a year. She trusts me with them. But I watched her in the backdrops of the mountain talk about this thing and love it and say with a real small voice, Miss Whitey, I just don't know, you know what. But I saw another thing, a community of people, and even the person she was running, an amazing man of God.
Yeah,
an amazing man of God. And I sat there and I was like, God, this is really ridiculous, you know. This is really set up in a situation where, because this guy, this man will continue to do the work he's doing, and God's going to do what he needs to do in the, both of those. I was like, but we're at a position where we've been asked to choose.
Wow.
Between two God-fearing appointed vessels in the earth. Mm. And that's what we're at the church. That's why we ain't never going to win if we don't change it. We choose. We choose. We choose between this this anointing and this anointing. And sometimes what you got and working with these two that's running, or these people that's trying to get to a position, not just talking about school board. Now, we don't even see that when God sends an answer, both sometimes both people running against each other, both are the answers from God. But we having a vote to, because we only have one position. And that's why we have to stop living like that. We have to figure out, how does it all work? You know, I've seen even with the church become one of the most competitive vices that you've ever seen. And they don't get that the enemy is saying, oh, shoot, if they just going to come at me one at a time, I can handle that. Because when one chase a thousand, we need force now. And so that was the only downplay for that, is that I saw two anointed vessels. And I was like, man, both of them need to be in position. You know, don't forget it, to be it, but both of them. And Apostle, how many times are we seeing that today?
Yes.
You know, where we know that it's voices, you know, and it's so crazy because we've been challenged by something mentally and these trends to feel like our voice, you know, this is the, you know, I'm the voice of this. I'm the one right now. God's speaking to me. Well, God's not just speaking to you. You better hope not. You better hope he's not just speaking to you. And you better hope he's not just telling you one thing. What about the other side of this coin? So that's been my thing, is to push people, open up your mouth and figure out what conversations are God having? Because we've talked stuff like, if we all saying the same thing, that must be God. No, maybe I think God is real. He's so big, none of us will ever show one side, the whole part, all of him. And he's multifaceted. And I believe that we're in a season where God is talking to the agricultural people about what he's doing with the earth. He's talking to the philanthropists about what he's doing there. He's talking to the business. I mean, he's talking, you know. And so, Pascal, I don't even know how we got on this, but I talked about this last week. I think it's our time to be responsible, which is what I think we can talk about today.
Yeah.
It's our time to take responsibility for the peace of the land. And when I say land, it's not a geographical location. It is the people. It is the people that he looks at, and taking responsibility, not just for them to know your name, but for when you finish with them, you have brought a level of wholeness to every area of their life, that they're not confused about why you were in their life, what you did. I'm not just talking about mentorship either. I am talking about putting them in your ship and getting them to where they're supposed to be, dropping them off with whatever they need to survive, not just in life, but in their purpose, in their plan. And I think that is so big. You know, I think about that all the time. And even with this situation, I was just going to vote, and she's my friend. I gotta go vote. But when I got there, I was like, hey, how's it looking? And she said a couple of things to me. I stood there, I got on my phone, and it was so funny. I was like, I guess she, you know, she called me. He was like, well, what about your influence? Are you being responsible, Tina? Are you responsible right now? You just, you know, I've been talking to you about, are you being responsible? You teach kids. I started calling my parents that I knew. Hey, have you voted? I didn't, you know, y'all need to go and look at the candidate, and you need to go vote. I started calling our church members that I knew that lived over there. Have you voted? He was like, this ain't about her. It's about, are you being responsible? You see that thing, you know, she's like, you know, it's voters coming, but it's not as many, you know, for any of us. It's just kind of true. And I started calling, and I kid you not, I stood there, and about a little bit, the parking lot was full. Was out. Different people were, and I think, Apostle, when we get serious about our responsibility, we got a lot of talking, but are we really holding ourselves responsible and accountable for real action that is meaningful and not just a bunch of emotion?
That is, and to sum what you said up and what people, I think we have to get the body of Christ ready for, that's kingdom assignment. That's what you call the kingdom agenda. Being responsible, being action. Listen, putting the kingdom, first of all, let me explain for some of you hear this all the time, but I want to. Kingdom is God's way of doing things, putting God's government in place. In other words, putting things in the earth realm the way God wants them done. For whatever reason, religion have taught us that God just gonna supernaturally come down here and do that. And he have assigned us as sons of God, as vessels in this earth. This is our responsibility to be responsible for whatever happening in the earth. Who's in position, what taking place. Listen, y'all, I know you said, well, here we go. Y'all trying to make everybody be in the government. No, I'm trying to, as you would stand, we're making you as a believer, if you like that word. And so maybe the son may offend some of y'all. As a believer, to say you love God and you have a relationship with him, are you being responsible for the assignments that God has put in your life, the places that he's allowed you to have influence and connections and all the different things? You know, that's kingdom. That's how we change the narrative. That is how we make a difference. I promise you, nobody love doing the things that we do in the building as much as me, the shouting, the dancings, and all the things that come with that side of it. But what do we do when we walk out the door, and how we are affecting the world? And then I'm through with this. I'm gonna get this back to you. That's what Pentecost is all about. Is what happened was, once the Spirit was awakened in the people of God, they had an assignment to go change the world. I'm through with that.
Oh, that's good. I mean, because when you're really being a spirit, you know your spirit, and people say that I'm very spiritual. Basically, you're saying I'm a spirit having a human experience. You know, that means that that when you've been aware about this, and now you're ready to step fully into real life,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, and that's why it's important now. If I come, you know, even in the sanctuary, you know, on a Sunday or whatever day I come, and I'm coming saying, hey, I found out I'm really a spirit having a human experience. Can you teach me?
Mm.
What is supposed to happen with me now? I done found out I'm not my mama's daughter.
Wow.
I'm not my father's son.
That's heavy.
I'm different than anything I've seen. So you're the man.
Wow.
That I can come to, and you can explain to me how my spiritual existence look in this human flesh, beyond all of the things. And so I'm not a drunk, I'm not a liar. And we preach that like God's just gonna come. That cannot happen. And we're upset because kids cussing and they don't know they're having a human experience as spirits.
Mm.
Who can teach me?
Wow.
Beyond my ABCs about character of God.
Wow.
Not by how you want me to sit down in a chair and act like my brain ain't telling me to talk while you talking.
Wow.
Who can teach me? You know, and now I'm ready. I'm 15. You ought to know better. 16, 20, 21. I ought to be ready to step fully into life as a father, as into my career, Apostle, into all of these roles. Take different actions than I did when I was 10, at 20, as a man, as a woman, you know. Not put away childish things. But who is teaching us? Number one, we got the scripture pattern down. I'm going to give you Genesis. Genesis says, and we dumb there, but is that truly, that's knowledge. In school, we do this thing, we do this a pattern on Bloom's taxonomy. And knowledge, I need y'all to get this, is the lowest level of it all. You get knowledge. If my principal walks in and she says, Tina, your lesson was good, and you gave them knowledge. That means they can list it. They can tell me that a noun is a word that is a person, place, or thing, but can they synthesize it? Can they evaluate it? Do they have an opinion about it? Can they mix it all together in their life? Can they tell me where all the nouns are in the world and why they're going to be important to me?
Wow.
That there is a noun, there are certain nouns that got to be capitalized. That's beyond knowledge. And we can give the scripture, right? Which is knowledge. But where is the other concepts? Where are those other higher, let's talk, I mean, you know, this is pretty deep today. Y'all got to stay with us in your brain. The other thinking order of my spirit.
Mm.
You kept me in knowledge and then skipped me to wisdom. But you haven't synthesized this information. You haven't given me the action plans. It's no synergy. No building. I'm not collaborating with anybody to get there. You send me down there and tell them they'll pay my water bill and light bill if I just go down there. But you haven't told me how to fish.
Wow.
How to clean it. How to fry it. And why was the people at? Why was he giving them two? Why did he take two fish and five loaves and feed 5,000? If I gotta find my own fish, did he keep on feeding them? And I say that, Apostle, to say, when we think about how much information we're given, we're responsible for more than that.
Wow.
We can't just spit out a bunch of, I told you what the word said. I'm telling you, I do this. And I say, I've caught myself. I just explained this to y'all. Why y'all didn't get it? That's what I tell my class. I went over this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day was like, well, evidently, in my mind, you didn't do a good job.
Mm.
Well, nobody knows it, Tina.
That's a tough place.
Everybody in here made a 50. You need to reteach it.
Oh, wow.
And don't just reteach that old lesson. Quit being so cocky because you're responsible.
Mm.
You're responsible. If God didn't fail, then maybe you're failing.
Because
we're in there preaching it. Oh, God will do whatever he said. Oh, with you or with everybody.
Mm.
If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Well, he ain't done it for me. So what's your job to help him do it for me? Since I'm under you. And so, Apostle, yeah, that's a pretty wide conversation. But when you get people that keep feeling like victims, you know, and we keep telling them to take responsibility, they feel like victims. They can't get their lives together. I'm a victim to life. You got to take responsibility. No, you need to take responsibility. If they came to you for help, you need to take responsibility. I mean, I sat there and I was reading over what the kids in my class told me. At the beginning of the year, I asked them, what do you want me to do for you? I want you to teach me how to read. I can't read. I was like, why would you make it? He said, I mean, God put me in your class. I'll never forget this one kid. He's my baby. And I was like, now I told him one day, I said, you have to be quiet because I know God, if he told you that I was going to help you how to read, he didn't tell you talk while I'm talking. Because my body going to put you on the wall.
Yeah.
And you and God going to be on that wall figuring out why you shouldn't talk while I talk, while I'm teaching. Boy, you understand? Don't talk while I'm teaching. You're not smart enough to do that. But that baby has moved 3 grade levels. And I have to brag on my grandson. I have a grandson. He's in 4th grade. I teach him. He is reading 11th grade, 4th month now.
Wow.
11.4. He's in the 4th. He's going to the 5th. No. He didn't come like that.
Yeah.
He's been in school a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When he went to kindergarten, he could have skipped 2 grades. But nobody had maxed it. And he was in another class. He's in GT. But I pulled him out of GT because I knew. I was like, I had to teach him. I had to teach my grandbaby this year. And I told him, I said, I don't care what the rest of your potential is this. 11th grade, 4th month. And if I tested him again, he'd probably hit 12th. It is my responsibility to know what's in it. I'm not doing it as his grandmama.
Yeah.
He came with me forcing books. I said, this is what we're doing. Here's the plan. I need you to do this, 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 this. And this is where you ought to be. One day he didn't get it. He had hit 7th. I said, 7th is not good enough. You're bigger than that. Let's go and see. But once that rhythm started, Pastor Cook, we are responsible. He gets in trouble sometimes, you know. But I can't let, that's the victim of life. He is a spirit having a human experience. But what spirit is he? Ain't nothing wrong with his brain. So I had to show him your brain is capable of traveling way past your age.
Wow. Wow.
And we have to know that. And we have to know that we are capable of having people. Now, I'm not talking about God. He already did what he was going to do. He gave me this kid. But he was capable with the spirit that he came here with on his birthday to travel. Now I got to train him in the way he should go. I have to put the character there. I have to go through and see, like Nehemiah said, let me teach these people what the word of God says. But then after I work the word, I have to be responsible for that spirit that I'm talking to. And I have to do the actions and cultivate those actions and do whatever it takes all of the time. And I know he would be mad when I would like, let me help you. What's wrong with this sentence? Well, this wasn't all about reading, but what's wrong with this sentence? Oh, so that's the best you can do. I said, that sounds like something you would have wrote 2 years ago, even though you hadn't ever written it. This is what you've been allowed to write. You need to go find a better word. Kids moving from pre-primer, and I'm not bringing, I just want to tell you, when you know your response, pre-primer, that means you're a three-year-old in the fourth grade. They are at third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade in 1 year. I'm talking about education, but I want to talk about what else. If we are responsible and hold ourselves accountable, putting the action plans there, being strategic, not saying to yourself, I'm not leaving victims out here. What are they victims to? Earth? No, Apostle, you know what they're victims to? They are victims to, I'm a spirit having a human experience, and nobody has told me what the steps are to flip my mind from human back to spirit, which you said you need the Holy Ghost. Well, what does he look like, feel like, smell like? Where does he live, and how do I get him?
Wow.
And a lot of what the Holy Spirit is God, right? Demonstrated in the earth. And Apostle, he looks like us. He acts like us. He molds us. He comes to me and say, Tina, you be me and be my spirit in the earth and keep yourself clean. You know, that sounds kind of holy, but it's him. It's you moving on God's behalf up on these people. Not God got to visit them in their dream, you know, and all we do, we lay hands and oil on them. Well, Apostle Cook, that stuff. But you're going to have to lay your mind to their mind and your expressions to their expressions and your heart to their heart. And that's how the blind and the dumb and the cripple really become whole. They might get healed, but are they whole?
Wow. Wow. That is, that's some, what is said? That's thought provoking. At this moment, something you said in the beginning, there was a whole lot of things said in that. Are we taking responsibility? Here we go. Are we taking responsibility where people that has been assigned to us, those of us that has positions or assignments in the kingdom, whether it's fivefold, whether it's leadership, what are we taking responsibility advancing the people that's been assigned to us, or are we leaving it as blame, excuse, denial? In other words, I gave you the information. You said something pretty deep. Knowledge without understanding how to apply the information, the knowledge that you have, and how it's supposed to function and what's supposed to happen, is just knowledge that's, I don't want to say wasted, but it's dead. It can't go anywhere. And I believe one of the mistakes, and we don't like to do this, and I had taken inventory for myself. You made a comment. We as leaders say, I gave you that information, but everybody's flunking the test. So did we really help them by giving them information? Do we go back and reteach it? Or do we go back and say, look, hey, I gave you this knowledge, but I really didn't give you a proper way to apprehend this, to make it a part of your life, to advance you? That's a tough place to say you failed in that area and go back and do it, because now you got to get yourself out of the way. And say, hey, admit, I missed this. All these people not failing. Because the church, that's going to be a tough place to go. Everybody not failing. Because they didn't get the right information. They're failing because I didn't teach them properly. That is a hard place, especially when you're in position. You got 1 second, 3, 4 seconds.
No, Pastor Cook, you just did it. Yeah, and that's when, because you can't say you represent God.
That's it.
If you're not going to perfect the God in you.
Oh, wow, man. Listen, y'all, we're going to have to continue this next week, y'all. Listen, God bless you. You have a great week. Everything is winning in your side if you trust him. God bless you. Y'all have a great day. Until next week, y'all, have a great week.
The voice of a prophet.